Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Aki Chinkuti being back on the show. Dr. Aki Chinkuti is one of my favorite folks on the planet, and one of the guys who's taught us so much about the concept of trust, the power of trust, almost single-handedly mentored me to write an entire chapter about the concept in my book. It was never far away from me when I was thinking about my new book, The Age of the Customer. And his book is built on trust, which is, you should see my copy, folks. It's dog-eared. It's got post-it notes sticking out of it. I've just about worn it out. It is such an important book, and it's still compelling to business leaders of all sizes of organizations. And I'm always happy when Aki can join us again to talk to us about the power of trust. Aki, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Those are very kind remarks. Thank you.
Well, I mean it very much, and I mean, if I mention trust in my anything I do, there's usually a comma. As I learned in the Built on Trust by Aki Chinkuti. One of the things that I talk about when I give a speech on the age of the customer is I tell them that when markets were born 10,000 years ago was when one caveman dropped his weapon and said, let's quit fighting each other for what we want. Let's start doing business. He yeah. dropped his weapon and held his hand up. At that moment, markets were born, but trust caused that. Trust compelled markets to be born 10,000 years ago, but that's not really even the story. The story is 10,000 years later, trust is more important than it was then. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. The need for trust, the requirement to have trust, you know, meaning that we mean what we say, we close our interactions with one another, make promises that are real and that we really are committed. We don't say yes and mean really maybe. You know, we work it out until we get to something that is a real committed yes. So this is a necessity. Human beings are not born. We have to learn trust, or we have to relearn it after all of the incidents that happen to us as we grow up that don't feel like trust, you know, that feel like betrayal. Hey, I'm hungry, nobody's here, etc. So trust is something that we have to learn. You can manage your culture in an organization. You can create a culture rather than just have it be random. Create it and manage it with your people that is trust-based. This would be, you know, what I would think of as a purpose-driven culture, rather than just a show-me-the-money type culture.
So and trust is not just a behavior. Trust is part of your values. It's infused in all your values.
That's correct. Starts with your values. That's a good insight. It starts with your values. It starts with the values at the top of the organization, which is something that you work out together. But of course, it comes from inside. Since it comes from inside, it's sustainable, and it's going to communicate to your audience or your market. So it's intent. It's not just a means. It's intent. It's not just words. If your intent is to help, is to be helpful, then that communicates. It's sustainable. It's going to help you in your recruitment and in your retention of the people that you want to.
And also the relationships you have with the people in the marketplace, your customers, your vendors, and Aki, the way I talk about values and trust and purpose driven, in terms of how it actually rolls out in the marketplace, one of the best examples I can think to use is dealing in good faith.
Yes,
I've been in the middle of a contract recently with in a situation where I negotiated with the owner and he made certain commitments.
Yes.
By the time it got through his lawyers, his commitment to me, which was unequivocal and unambiguous, became very equivocal and very ambiguous.
Yes.
By the time the lawyers got through. Now, the point here is, though, is he wasn't prepared to overrule his attorneys. So, in my opinion, he wasn't dealing in good faith.
Okay. So what? So the justification.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. I want you to comment on that. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about it. These are practical things that happen to you every day in the marketplace, folks. You either behave this way or you don't. The people you deal with either behave this way or they don't. It's about dealing in good faith, and it's a huge component of trust. Right back with Archie Ciancuti. Built on Trust is his book. You need that book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.